Once again, 15 degrees now under cloudy skies in the Twin Cities. In the news today, a bill has been introduced into the Minnesota House that would impose a 2% sales tax on hotel and motel room rentals within the city of Minneapolis. The $1 million it would raise each year would be used to make up any operating deficits incurred by a proposed new sports stadium in downtown Minneapolis. The Minnesota Environmental Quality Board has removed a major roadblock for the proposed northern pipeline, which would bring crude oil from Illinois to Minnesota. The board voted that an environmental impact statement on the proposal was adequate. The Minnesota House Transportation Committee has begun hearings on a proposal to reinstate the requirement that motorcyclists wear helmets. The controversial bill will get a hearing in the Senate Transportation Committee in the morning. And the Minnesota North Stars overwhelmed the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight 5-1 as they erupted for four goals in the third period of the National Hockey League game. Once again, keep it in mind, we have a winter storm watch for tomorrow and for, well, it's actually for Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. They don't say how much snow we can expect to get. Earlier I had heard on TV, though, that there could be anywhere as upwards of 6 to 7 inches. In other words, it's going to be worse than what we just had yesterday. Oof, duh, how about that? 15 degrees and cloudy skies. For News Radio 1280, I'm Ron Beckman.
My goodness, don't tell me that's the new sound of WWTC coming down the pike. I mean, wasn't supposed to get here till... Well, no, no, just a brand new theme. All sorts of brand new themes sprouting up all over the place. I don't know why, what we're going to do with those new themes for talk show. Well, welcome back, Twin Cities and points elsewhere. Our lines are full. My name is Bob Allard. I think we'll start at the top, line one, and work our way down in just a bit. Well, last night I did what I intended to do, despite the snow, despite the driving conditions, getting out of a rather hot studio, which they've cooled down since, thank you, but getting into the car and driving over to 2447 Hennepin Avenue South to the Lazy Dutchman Cafe, got a big, delicious half tub of chicken wings. Half tub in this case means 12 addictively delicious fat wings with that wonderful batter and the seasoning, 17 or 18 herbs and spices, and the sour sauce. Oh, it was so good. Brought them back to the station with something nice to drink, milk in this case, and Ron Beckman sat down with me and we polished off those chicken wings. No problems at all, no problems at all. Although I will say that once you've eaten about a half a dozen or even five, you are full. We had a couple of wings left over, which I took home. Finished off this afternoon, early. Well, would you like to afford yourself the same experience? It's an eating experience that you will become addicted to and you'll long remember. The chicken wings, the wings that sing at the Lazy Dutchman Cafe. Now, they start serving their wings at 5 in the afternoon, and maybe more importantly to people who are up about this hour of the night and the day. The Lazy Dutchman Cafe will be open, is open until 3 o'clock in the morning. Plenty of parking space, no traffic hassles, of course, at that hour of the day. Simply walk in, say, hey, oh, I want a dozen wings or a half dozen wings. You can get a boat of five for $2.30, that's all. And you can either eat them there or you can be out in the car in about 5 minutes, literally, maybe even less. So you have a nice combination of convenience, a wonderfully honest and fulfilling product, the right price, and the location is just about where you might want it to be. The Lazy Dutchman Cafe, 2447 Hennepin Avenue South. I will probably see you down there and on an early morning hour. I may not be here, but I will be certainly down there from time to time because I've become addicted very, very much to those wonderful wings at the Lazy Dutchman Cafe. Lines are full. Let's move some of those calls. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Say, Bob, I lost a suitcase with about $50,000 in it on a dark country road.
Hey, Ron, hide that suitcase. We got the guy. Hide it.
Oh, darn. And I wanted to invest it in municipal bonds, too.
Municipal bonds.
Jeez.
Hmm. Well, let's get back to that scenario, though. You sound like a sharp, intelligent fellow.
I am.
I know you are. Now, let's say that you happen to find that suitcase, $50,000 in apparently genuine money, U.S. currency, 10s, 20s, 50s. What would you do? I mean, assuming that you're not going to take it to the nearest police department, you fool.
No, you can assume that correctly.
Right,
because
right.
Because I am an intelligent, sharp person.
Mm-hmm.
What would I do? No hesitation. I would invest it immediately.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What I'm asking what you would do with it, you've got a physical job in front of you. You've got $50,000 in heavy, cold cash. First, you've got to find out if it's safe money, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would immediately go to the bank and try to deposit 20 of it, and if they say anything about it, I'll say, I don't know. I got it from a fella down the street.
Boy, you're just not going to last long in the $50,000 by the side of the road business, I can tell. I mean,
I'm opening a concession.
Wouldn't it be smarter, wouldn't it be wiser to maybe see if you have a friend in the bank, or maybe get yourself a job in the bank, or your wife a job in the bank, to see if they have lists of hot money?
Why go to all that trouble? All you have to do is give somebody in the bank one of the bills.
Yes.
And they'll tell you immediately.
I see.
And then if they don't, if it's perfectly okay, then you take that money and you invest.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I would try to use it as a down payment for a radio station so that I could put you back on the air.
Strange, I had the same idea. The same idea.
You know, I talked to a group of people about that.
You did?
Last year, yeah, except they didn't go for it because they wouldn't invest in this market.
Oh, seriously? Okay.
I know some people in New York. So.
I see. Why wouldn't they invest in this market, getting away from a $50,000 suitcase?
They didn't trust it. They eventually went with, I can't say the names of the people, but a big disc jockey out there and a rather celebrated singer invested in upstate New York, and that's where they went.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would think upstate New York is a little more unstable than this market.
I wouldn't know because I don't know anything about that part of the country in terms of the radio markets.
It's really strange what they're doing to this station. I call it media cloning.
Media cloning. Mm-hmm.
Right. They're doing what everybody else is doing. You know, it's really a shame what they're doing. And you know, you have the solution to the national security problem working at your station, Dave Hellerman.
Yeah?
If any trouble came up with Russia in the future,
yes,
you could get Dave Hellerman and he would hang up on him.
It
would end it right there.
I understand that he does that every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, he gets a little perturbed. We should make him a diplomat. To Russia. No, I actually like the Dave Hellerman show. I don't want to put him down. That was just a bit of acerbic humor.
Incidentally, you made some passing mention about radio stations, media cloning, or whatever the term was that you used.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose what you maybe mean is, what's that squeaky noise, by the way, on our phone? You hear?
I don't know. I think Bob Short has the phone tapped.
No. That's kind of unkind and unfair.
Really. I don't think anything is unkind to say about him.
No, that's... Let's get back to that $50,000, which we've just found by the side of the road.
Okay.
With the initials BS on the suitcase. Now, what would you?
If it shows BS on the suitcase, good. I would invest it in CCO. actually, I can't put down CCO because they picked up the best sports commentator, Ed Cain.
Yeah, they did, and it was a pleasant surprise to me when they did that.
It was to me, too. I love the Ed Cain show. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I haven't given up sex in the evening, by the way, for your show.
You just shove the suitcase under the bed and go on to other things.
No, you take the suitcase to a motel.
Oh, I see.
No, I really think this is a shame, taking you guys off. I love the format. I love your show.
I will say one thing, because you said something earlier in the conversation, and I've got to wind things up here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But in passing, I think that is quite true, what you said, that stations will go at a certain format, and if that format is quite successful, it doesn't take any long measure of time before other broadcasters are trying to emulate and trying to do just about the same thing. Maybe with a slight variation, but sometimes it's an exact copy.
Well, I think they're going to do the same thing. Somebody's going to pick you up.
Well, I was going to say, where you have, at least the way I see it, maybe I'm naive and I really don't know that much about the radio business, being in it only about 31 years.
Is that all?
That's all. And I've seen all the mistakes being made by, you know, they come and they go.
Mm-hmm.
And the mistakes are always pretty much the same. They repeat. But in passing, I would say simply that in terms of this product, you know, the type of show that I do in the evening, it is a rather unique show. I mean, it's not to say that somebody else couldn't do a talk show and probably do it very, very well.
And, you know, in terms of buying power, a small, loyal audience is much more effective than a large, dispersed audience.
That could well be, because one thing about the nature of this program and of talk radio, people listen, and they listen intensely. They listen intensely. We are not producing background music for elevators or offices or what have you in terms of talk radio.
No, you're probably starting fights in elevators.
Yeah, people listen to talk radio, and they also listen to the commercials. And if you're doing a sincere commercial, which I do, in terms especially of food and other things, it invariably reflects very, very nicely and very quickly in terms of business for the sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish good luck to you. By the way, I want to say that in 4 or 5 years, when I'm 18, I want to go to France, too. Going back to the young fellow there.
I don't blame him a bit.
Be sure
to take along the suitcase.
Yeah. I want to wish you good luck. I think you're a man of immense good wit and intelligence, and you will wind up somewhere else, like Ed Keynes.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. See you later, but farther down the road. 375, 1200, line stay packed. Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is your Eastern Conservative friend who calls in about once every 6 months.
Yeah, nice to hear you again.
I'm a little early this time. I called last week, but things I heard tonight, I just wanted to call up and say that talk radio, especially your show, does attract young listeners and loyal listeners and buyers of products. As you know, I've mentioned that a couple times.
Yeah, I know Abdul Qayyum over at the Caravan Sarai in St. Paul's Highland Park knows that to be true. He gets people who listen to the show in almost every single night of the week.
And the people at the chicken wing place do. When the first time I went in there, he wasn't a sponsor, but you had just talked about him.
Yeah.
And he goes, I said, yeah, I heard about your show and Bob Allard's show. And he turns to the guy in back of him and goes, God, this is the eighth person tonight that said that.
And that was before he signed a contract, before he agreed to do any advertising.
I know. I asked him if he was going to, and he didn't know. So, yeah, it worked out. I hope to hear you on another station. I'm disappointed that you're leaving. I guess it is the expenses of running a show that is one of the reasons they had to change. I can see where it would be a huge expense.
I could say something very pointed at that point, but I will not.
Well, I'd like to think it was just the fact that the expense was too much and not that the ratings or anything weren't good enough. But anyway, I've been a loyal listener. I don't get to hear your show every night, but when I do listen to night radio, it's your show. There's no doubt about it.
Well, thank you very much. Incidentally, what sort of work are you doing right now?
I'm in sales promotion for a big company that has a branch office here.
No headaches to that job at all, I don't imagine.
Not too much, no. I'm enjoying it, and I have some flexibility. And
what does sales promotion mean, say, in terms of what you do in the average day?
I make calls and help people with merchandising strategy, that sort of thing.
Merchandising strategy. Now, what do you mean by that? Does that mean that the type of thinking, the strategy that goes into this situation, the housewife walks into a supermarket or the man walks into the supermarket and he's looking for, say, toothpaste.
Right.
And maybe Crest toothpaste is a big seller, and maybe one of the reasons it's a big seller is because it's on the right shelf at the right height.
Could be. That's exactly right.
That's it. That's marketing strategy.
Uh-huh. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I enjoy it. It's not high pressure, but
yeah,
it's good, honest work.
What happens, incidentally? Say, if you happen to be representing Crest toothpaste, and you've got
you're not far off of either.
I see. What do you represent?
I work for the same company in the food division brand.
I see. Any particular products that might ring a bell?
The Crisco line and Duncan Hines cakes.
Yeah, sure. Okay, but let's get back to Crest toothpaste.
Okay.
It very, very simple. Supposing you're doing a great job and you're getting along with all these supermarket people and you get Crest toothpaste on the right shelf at the right height.
All right.
And then maybe next Tuesday some other guy comes in and he's representing Ipana. And he does some arm twisting. I mean, isn't it sort of a cat and dog business in that regard? Aren't you always trying to compete?
Well, the people do get along pretty well. The different salespeople do get along. There is some competition and there is some slightly underhanded dealing that goes on occasionally, not with our company, but it's been known to happen. Like any industry, there's...
All right, now, young man, I'm going to put you in your place. I'm sure that you're a young man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how sharp you are. It's really, that's an unfair way of putting it, because I don't think your memory's going to go back that far.
I don't know. It's pretty good. I don't know.
If I were to say, Ipana for the smile of beauty, what would the second half of the sentence be?
You do have me there. I know that Ipana is a brand that hasn't been on the market for quite a while. It was a leading toothpaste.
They don't sell anymore?
No, I don't believe so. No, it's been off for a few years, as far as I can
see.
I read about that case in a marketing book back at school.
I should have kept up with things. I used to like Ipana. It had a delightful, unique flavor.
For some reason, they didn't keep up with the times. I can't say why. But
I've tried Vadi Makin, that Swedish toothpaste, which has a flavor that's also unique, but not necessarily. And when you take a look at the price, it's just not worth it. Well, there goes the Vadi Makin account.
I get my products from that company free anyway, so I don't have to worry about buying the stuff. Anyway, Bob, I, I won't keep you, but I will look for you, and I'll call. I didn't mean to call so soon again. I like to space out my calls, as
well,
you know.
Well, it's been a while since the last time.
About 10 days.
Yeah,
but the time before that was 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was kind of shocked to hear that they were making the change, and I do drive quite a bit during the day, so I do like to hear the news, and I listen to a little bit of Dave's show, not all the time. A little music's nice to break up the day.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure is.
But I did depend on the show for news. I come home, and I look through the paper, and I know everything already.
Yeah.
Well,
back to your work tomorrow, and I suppose that means a company car and another 8 or 9 hours of driving around
yeah.
and talking to supermarket people.
Yeah. I spend a little time in the office. It's not too bad.
Let's see. I don't need any Crisco. What, Duncan Hines?
Yeah, you want some of that? I got a bunch on hand, in fact.
A bunch of what, Duncan
Hines? No, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. I'll think it over.
meet you down at Art Fong's, whatever his name is.
Now the Lazy Dutchman.
Yeah, you going to be there tonight?
No, not tonight. I made it last night. And
I might go down there tonight. I'm getting hungry.
Well, one of these nights I'll be down there again, soon.
I'd like to run into you and chat with you in person sometime.
Okay, I'd like to, too. Better go along at that point.
Good luck to you.
Thank you much
Bye
for
now.
Calling. Now, he only sold furniture.
For over 23 years, Park Manufacturing has specialized in remanufacturing furniture. We asked some of the more than 70,000 Park customers what they thought of the work Park has done for them, and these were the actual comments they gave.
They recovered 2 chairs for us, and they did a beautiful job. They look like brand new chairs. They came exactly the time they said. I would recommend them to anyone.
I had a Lazy Boy chair covered, and they came out here and gave me an estimate, and they picked it up, and they brought it back on time, what they told me they'd do. The chair is an expensive chair to begin with. And if you went out to get that chair today, it wouldn't be the same material. So I feel I've got a better chair now by having it recovered.
Have Park make your furniture look and feel like new. And right now, during Park's clearance sale, Park will remanufacture and reupholster your sofa or 2 chairs from only $135. Call Park for a free home appointment. Call Park at 822-3157. But hurry, this sale will end soon.
And it's they're a good company to deal with, Park Furniture. Hey, speaking of good people to deal with and things that we talk about, Caravan Sarai, of course, does business 6 nights a week, Tuesday through Sunday, over in the Highland Park area on the corner of Cleveland and Pinehurst in St. Paul, St. Paul's Highland Park, a unique Afghan restaurant run by Abdul Qayyum and his wife, Carol. And when you go over there, you might try the Mongolian beef. I keep mentioning the Mongolian beef, and ever so many people have taken me up on it. Abdul Qayyum says they've had a veritable run on that attractively priced dish in the last 2 months or so, and well-deserved. It is absolutely delicious, a little on the hot and the spicy side. Let's put it this way, if you know the lady quite well, maybe you might be, she might be amenable to trying hot and spicy Mongolian beef. Makes her a little bit on the thirsty side, perhaps. Other hot and spicy items also on the menu, and then some that are not so hot and spicy, and you'll never be fooled because they indicate it on the menu. Beef dishes, delicious chicken dishes, at least 4 to choose from. Tandoori chicken is my favorite. Oh, along with morg kebab that I like as well. The prices at the Caravan Sarai are remarkably moderate. Very hard to spend an awful lot of money there. The service is excellent, food is delicious, and they're open, as I said, from 5 o'clock on Tuesday through Sunday evenings. And above all, if you happen to be a business person and looking for a new place to eat that lunch, you can do no better. The Caravan Sarai, they're open from 11:30 until 2:30 in the afternoon. Again, a remarkably low-priced item menu with good food, much of it from the Middle East, and some American items on the menu as well for their noon hour, 11:30 until about 2:30 in the afternoon. You try it. Believe me, you will not be disappointed. Caravan Sarai, corner of Cleveland and Pinehurst, in St. Paul's Highland Park. Let's take this call next, please. Hello?
Hello, how are you tonight?
Just fine, sir.
Well, I've never called you before, but I heard this evening I had the radio on here, and during the daytime I spend a lot of time driving around the Twin Cities. I'm a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you'd be surprised how many salesmen listen to WWTC. I talk to a bunch of them, I see a bunch of them around, and I hear that they like Kellerman, and I sure do, and I like your show, and I like Sportsline.
Mm. Good.
And I guess
Sportsline, incidentally, with Frank Butel will be retained.
Yeah, that's what I heard this evening, and I think that's a good move, too. But I've got a feel that somewhere in this radio market, I know that, you know, everybody lives by the numbers. Salesmen know it, I think, probably as much as anybody else. But the format, I think, was tremendous. I spend a lot of time in Canada hunting and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're broadcasting up there going way back to when this first started, news, when it was just news and information.
Mm-hmm.
was tremendous and very reminiscent of Canada Broadcasting up there. And they seem to do quite well with it, and I've just got a feel that there's a place in the marketplace here for it. Somewhere. I don't know where. But,
yes, one would think so. We're living in a complex, ever-changing, fast-paced world, and one would think offhand that there should be room in any major market in the Twin Cities, certainly a major market. We're about 13th in the nation. But at this moment in time, apparently we do not really have a, we're not going to have a news-oriented station.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, because like I say, when it was just a news and information station, I don't know if you've ever been in Canada, but BBC up there runs that constantly from morning till night. Either talk, guests, public information, guests that can talk on public health, on just about anything. And I really hate to see it go here because I enjoy Canada on the shortwave. I guess I'll have to tune in there till they get it here.
I was just about to interject and say you sound like my kind of a radio person. For example, come Sunday evenings, and there's nothing worse than Sunday evenings in the United States in terms of looking for something good on the radio bands.
Have you heard Canada? They have plays, they have symphonies, you name it.
Yeah, I know. What I usually do, of course, I like to hear the news, and I like to hear the news analysis and the commentary, and so frequently enough I'll turn on one of my many radios that has a shortwave band, and I will pull in the VOA, the Voice of America frequencies.
Sure. But there you get news that's not slanted, too. I guess that's something else a little bit different than what we get here, and I'm not berating our media services at all. But I know that when you get European stations, there's one out of The Hague, I believe, in the Netherlands, another one out of London, and of course BBC, and you get straight news. You don't get interpretation. You just get what's news. And you can make your own decisions, and I think that's kind of nice to do once in a while, too.
I don't know if I can ever detect or discern or have the impression that domestic news here in the United States has a slant to it.
Well, I don't really think that you get... Okay, let's put it this way. You don't get the comprehensive coverage of all the news. You get a 5-minute shot or a 10-minute shot on the news.
You are absolutely right in that regard.
Where you go there and you get all of the news from different perspectives, from different countries, and... I guess perhaps I should, semantically, that's the wrong term, not slanted. However, it's more in-depth, I think, coverage, because they have more time to devote to it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about in terms of the BBC, and I've listened to them for a good 25, 30 years or more, and they have, you know, long stretches in which they'll have a half hour of programming, the Middle East Report and so forth, and they have correspondents all over the globe, no commercial interruptions, because, of course, they have a different system over there.
Certainly.
And as you say, as exactly as it is, they get into depth, and you have intelligent commentary and intelligent news, and plenty of time to do it in.
That's right, and I think, but also they have a lot of public information stuff on their stations
too.
They
certainly do.
Hellerman has during the day, and his guests, you have it in the evening, even if it's controversial. Hey, we're all individuals. Nobody is the same. We all have different ideas.
Well, hopefully, I will remember and spot the voice sometime, not too far in the future, on another telephone line.
I certainly hope so, and I certainly hope that somewhere they find a place in the market for it, because I think it's badly needed.
Thank you very much, sir, and have a good day tomorrow.
If you're a ski buff, you've probably already got your gear waxed up and ready for another weekend on the slopes. Before you go, be sure to listen to WWTC for complete, up-to-the-minute reports of ski conditions throughout the metro area and the upper Midwest. This is Terry Smith of the Midwest Ski Areas Association. I'll bring you complete summaries from all major ski areas every Thursday afternoon and Friday and Saturday morning here on WWTC, 24-hour people radio.
Just about 5 minutes until midnight. Let's see, can we do some mini conversations, although our lines are totally packed, but you know what the mini conversations are. We'll get to that after a bit. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I just heard about the format change, and I'm rather shocked about it. And it seems to me that people never learn by their mistakes, because this has happened before. About 8 years ago, you were with another station, and they dropped the talk format there.
Yes,
and
they did.
If I can remember right, that station was doing very well in the ratings, and after they went to, I believe it also was an adult contemporary music format, I know that they dropped, and they never really regained. And I just can't help believe that WWTC, the same thing is going to happen there. You know, I can't understand it. I don't know what the justification was. It certainly can't be ratings, because as you've said, your ratings have been very good.
Well, mine have been, but in all honesty, you know, there are ratings and there are ratings. You may have a large number of people in that audience, but there are many broadcasters who look at things with a very parochial view, with an eye toward demographics. In other words, the age groups.
Oh, that's fine. You know, the old thing that talk radio only appeals to people over 40.
Well, that's ridiculous.
You know, first of all, it isn't true, and secondly... you know, the emphasis that you have to go for the 18 to what is it, 35, that, you know, WCCO is the top station in the Twin Cities, and they've always been oriented more towards the older people.
Yeah, I don't know what the breakdown of their demographics are. That argument can go on, but, you know, there's nothing that'll beat success or being number one, or in my case, being number two.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. I, you know, if I'm going to listen to adult contemporary music, the FM band has got about four very good stations.
Yep.
And I can't see listening to music on a... To me, an AM station is good for news, sports, or talk. And
yeah, because
you know,
FM's been around. FM's been here now for a while. FM music sounds better on FM.
Certainly. And, you know, WWTC doesn't have the strongest signal of the stations, and... I think if you're going to go music, it's got to be, you know, with something that can really pump it out and compete with the, you know, there's four or five big music stations.
With the biggies, and again, let's see, so the old facts of life come back to haunt the broadcaster. You're still going to have to hire real people in quantity and pay them real money if you really want to compete.
That's right.
And if you don't want to compete, really, forget it.
Hey, well, you know, if you don't want to spend a lot of money on promoting, then the best thing to do is go with a unique, something that's very unique. That's one. It's the only station in the Twin Cities. Then you really don't have to promote.
Yeah.
You were mentioning that before. I think a talk station wouldn't have to promote itself because the people who are interested in it would find it. But if you're going to be one of five or six music stations, you know, you're going to have to spend tons of money promoting.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if your memory goes back just a little bit during this past calendar year in terms of TV promotion for a couple of the FM good music stations, I won't mention their call letters, but when you start seeing any number of expensive, I mean expensive, primetime television ads for those radio stations, you know that they're in the rating game buying their way, paying their way, promoting their way.
There's no question about it. Give my sympathy to the salesman at WWTC because I think after that the next rating book comes out, I think they're going to have a tough time.
Well, only time would tell. And again, you and I could both be wrong, and I certainly wish WWTC's management with their format change policy, I wish them the best of luck. At that point, I've got to go, and I certainly bid you a very good evening, sir. Well, should we do it? Should we do it? Lines are full. Let's do our little mini conversation bit. In just a bit, we're going to hear that rim shot of our sign-off theme, cup of coffee, which means I'll push the buttons and we'll have little mini conversations. Almost, you know, good night, so forth and so forth and so on. I'll show you how it works. Those of you who want to grab that one line, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, good night, and hope good luck for the next chance you may get.
Well, thank you very, very much. I do appreciate it.
Good night.
Good night. Take line two next. Couple of lines available. First time. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Allard, I haven't called you in a long time, probably about a year, but I've been listening to you for at least four nights out of the five or six that this is on, and I just can't believe that they're gonna change the format. And I just got to get on record just to say that this is a tremendous information exchange and idea forum. It's badly needed, as the salesman said.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you much, sir. Thank you. Agree
thank
with you.
You.
And good night. Line three. Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, good night.
Yeah, Bob, Tom Payne calling.
Yes, sir.
Say, Bob, I know that you're in a hurry, but I would like to get one thing across, and that's in regards to these motorcycle helmets.
Hey, come on, you know better than to go on something like that. Just don't have the time. Good night. Hello? Hello? Good night to you. How about line one? Hello?
Hello?
Good night. See you tomorrow night, 8:35, Reefer Madness, the subject, good guest. We'll see you then for our Thursday night edition of TC Talk. WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul, sleep well. Good night.
NBC News, I'm Don Alexander. Reversing earlier intelligence reports, there are now many reports indicating that the Sino-Vietnamese war is intensifying, with Chinese troops pushing deeper into Vietnamese territory and both sides massing forces along the border.